This time, it's about aptamers. The topic rings a bell? Exactly. There was a sales box about aptamers last year. So now you can refresh your memory with this podcast and see what you remember with the quiz. A podcast about fruits. Sorry, what? Yes, you heard right. We'll talk about fruit this time. A special kind of fruit, so-called low-hanging fruit. You know, those apples and pears and cherries that grow on the lowest branches on the tree. You only need to walk up to the tree, reach out and grab them. No climbing is needed. It's super easy to get them, and they taste great. Yes, it's a metaphor. For this podcast, we once again conducted several customer interviews. We found happy customers. Why is the market interesting for us? When you look at the biologics market, you quickly see that there's a lot going on. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information Data of 2017, over 140 recombinant therapeutic proteins for human use were approved by the FDA, short for Food and Drug Administration, and several hundred are currently in development. The majority of these proteins are recombinant monoclonal antibodies, which is why we want to focus on these in this sales box.
Okay, that actually brings me to my next question. How did you like the customer interviews? Is there something that stuck in your head?
I found the interviews super interesting. It was actually so helpful that you participated as a kind of outside view. So sometimes you asked about something that I thought I knew about, and the answer that the customer gave was surprisingly different. So I definitely realized that one sometimes needs to ask more questions in order to get all of the important and precious information about a customer for our sales and support activities.
Now let's summarise the advantages of Monolith and Dianthus.
If there is a big need to measure interactions with small molecular weight targets, Monolith and Dianthus are the right choice. When looking at the discussion of labelling or immobilisation, in the case of aptamers, you can easily label DNA, RNA or the peptide. The molecules offer enough space, so labelling is no problem. But immobilisation still is. That's why Monolith and Dianthus are the right choice.
We believe that there's a lot of potential new customers out there in this field, and we're sure you're going to be successful at finding them once you start looking. Thanks for listening, and thanks to everyone who contributed to the creation of this podcast. Good luck with everything. Your Salesbox team.